And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, in a move that will protect traditional values in Bulgaria, the parliament there has passed legislation banning LGBTQ propaganda in their schools. With an overwhelming majority voting in favor of putting the kibosh on non-traditional notions of gender and sexuality in the classroom. It's clear Bulgarian lawmakers are taking a stand for the innocence of children and parental rights. The amendment gained widespread support across the political spectrum, with MPs citing concern over inappropriate sexual education materials being distributed to children and teenagers, rightfully recognizing the need to shield young minds from confusing and potentially harmful ideologies. Shifting gears to Canada, where concerns are mounting over their Medical Assistance in Dying, or MAID, program. Professor Christopher Lyon from the University of York has published a sobering study suggesting that Canada's euthanasia law may be enabling healthcare serial killers. That highlights the dangers of normalizing something like euthanasia and assisted suicide in the healthcare system. And maybe you've seen this story. A Houston middle school teacher named David Garza saved a 15-year-old girl from a potential sexual assault. Garza, hearing screams from his apartment, grabbed his firearm and rushed to confront the attacker without hesitation. His quick thinking demonstrates the vital role that armed, law-abiding citizens play in protecting their communities. His neighbors who witnessed the incident believe his intervention likely prevented a tragedy. Finally, in a disturbing development across the pond, England's Director of Public Prosecutions has announced that dedicated police officers are now monitoring social media for posts that could potentially start racial hatred. That's pretty Orwellian, and that approach to law enforcement should raise serious concerns about free speech and government overreach. And the director says even retweeting certain content could be considered an offense. And we continue to witness the erosion of free speech all over the world. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.